Welcome, beautiful one, to the April pink full moon. It's the third consecutive supermoon for this cycle, which means it has a lot of power to ground and earth what you have been working on to complete this cycle of truly surrendering and letting go of what's ready to blossom for you. This is the pink means the blossoming season. What is the cycle or season you are ready to blossom in? Depending on what hemisphere that you're in, this pink full moon is nature's synchronicity with the opening up with big, bold, bright blossoms. Whether it's in the springtime here in the northern hemisphere or it's the fall time in the southern hemisphere. The most important aspect of what this timing represents is all the seeds that bloom become into their emergence, become into their own becoming after they're softening and breaking through that powerful protective layer that has held it small, that has held it and contained it. So it's time to emerge out of whatever has held you or contained you small. A new emergence and blossoming is coming forth right now. So take advantage of this heightened state that the full moons bring. The full moon and the new moon represent powerful synchronistic times of alignment. As the sun, the moon, and the earth are in natural alignment. And when we have this natural alignment, it actually highlights within our own selves that deeper alignment that we seek. This is why you'll see emotions bubbling up. It's a heightened emotional state. So you can shine the light on those dark areas that have built a barrier, holding you small or keeping you stuck in a certain life area. Now we're all in our own different cycles and seasons, and whatever area feels stuck in your, whatever in your particular life area, this is time to give yourself the sacred time to clear the emotions and the energies that have been stirring inside of you that want to be activated, that want to be cleared and cleansed from your consciousness so that you may blossom bigger, bolder, brighter out of whatever has contained you and kept you small. I recently heard an interview with the best-selling author, Michael Singer, who wrote the book, The Untethered Soul. And he talked about at the core of what we all truly desire, what we really want, is to live a life that's filled with inspiration, which I loved hearing that word because I believe that that's the in the spirit of who we are. That's authenticity. And that's living a life that's thriving, filled with joy. And he said the biggest barrier that if we just had one thing that we just spent our life doing that will give us into that alignment of that inspiration, of that joy, of that love, is to not close down. Keep ourselves open. He said, if you just spent your life doing the work to cleanse your consciousness of all those aspects that close you down, you will naturally live into what opens you up. And so I loved how he had said that we don't have to focus on being open. It's too big. It's recognizing what closes us down and feelings, emotions, situations that are left to run on their own internally without checkpoints of clearing can create confusion, restlessness, blockages, resentments, grievances, pain, recurring traumatic patterns, fears, suppressed resistant patterns. All this smallness brings in a silence of what's true to our heart, keeps us small in our spirit, which is not in a state of inspiration in the spirit of who we are. So the full moon ritual is a powerful practice that we have the chance to get in this clearing checkpoints to release these collected layers, to cleanse and dissolve and surrender, to give up, to let go of what doesn't put us in our deeper alignment. the authentic connection of our own agency to live what keeps us open and thriving. So whatever has been those deeper, suppressed, protective layers, and many times those layers have been built and conditioned for a long period of time, even though we may have certain situations that are current right now. But we want to get to whatever has been growing weeds in your own consciousness. What are those weeds? They would be doubt, disconnection, disassociation from the core connection of yourself. Oftentimes when we come into this world, if we are experienced with certain levels of trauma and emotional shutdown as a young child, we disassociate from truly our own self love and respect to bloom. Now is the time to clear those weeds that have gotten in the way from your own blooming, those barriers. Release. You are ready for more. You've been feeling it stirring inside of you. Those are the seeds of your joy. Those are the seeds of your inspiration. Welcome your worth for more of your own blooming. That is your authenticity. That is your agency that wants to be activated. Pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universe, to source. Use this power time to make your self-worth transform as an ally of self-love and respect to bloom inside of you. New boundaries will become known. This means you are opening up what is truly now a new boundary for you versus being held small within a layer of protection that's keeping you small. Surrender and let go of life-draining and restraining energy blocks. Don't hide the hurt. Where have you been hurt? Let it go. Reach in and shine that light of love of truth to cleanse and clear and make space for the new growth that's ready to blossom inside of you. Life wants to thrive. Life wants to come through for you. You are a soul here to live a soul-inspired life, and you have an original knowing that is beautiful, that is full, that is becoming all that you are. It's inside of you. It's in your original imprint, just like the seed that wants to be activated to break through the layers of what's held it, wants to bloom, wants to thrive. Loosen the grip of the ingrained programming or past hurtful, painful events that have been held inside and kept you small in any area, whether it be in relationships, whether it even be with your body health. This is your life talking to you. Whether it be in a place of career or even value and financial exchange, bring down the walls that have been holding you small, that has felt constricted. Like I said, even if it's been in body constriction, in emotional constriction, align to this power of you, deep alignment. Your authenticity is in your deep alignment. Authenticity isn't about surface telling of the truth. It's about the deep, powerful alignment of you, the real you that is stirring inside of you, ready to blossom into more of your own becoming, into more of your own joys, inspiration, hope, freshness. So clear the internal air inside. Use these next few days. We have a powerful time that here we are celebrating the beginning of the full moon, this time of deep, powerful alignment on Good Friday and through the Easter weekend. No matter what your belief system is, this is a powerful time of our own blossoming, our own rising to the light of truth of who we are. And anything that has been a barrier, that has been heavy, that's been holding us down, it's time to let it go. The weight of it, to let it go, so that we may become light in our own becoming. This past week, I had the wonderful gift to sit up close in the presence of Eckhart Tolle. And it was gifted for my birthday. And it was a full circle moment for me. Because back in 2005, I was on the Cinema Circle Cruise. And I got to have lunch with Bruce Rubin. He's the screenwriter who wrote the movie, the Academy Award winning movie, Ghost, with Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, and Whoopi Goldberg. And he made a statement to me that he said, if you ever get the chance to be in the presence of Eckhart Tolle, you do it. And I said, really? And he said, yes, because there's an energy transmission that you'll experience. That's what happens whenever we're in the presence of the greatness. He said, imagine if Jesus or Buddha was walking the earth right now, would you want to read their book or would you want to sit down next to them? And that stuck with me. And so right after that experience, I had an opportunity to come up to be with the Dalai Lama. And I thought, this is that moment where if you get the chance to be in their presence, you do it. So having that moment where I was gifted those tickets, you know, up close next to Eckhart Tolle speaking about the return to presence, I came out of that event and everybody was asking me, how was your Eckhart Tolle event? And it was hard to translate what exactly I got because it wasn't of the mind. It's a transfer of energy. And his message was what's always been universal from him, which is how we can't get caught in the conditions because all of our power, which he calls the horizontal line of life, which is conditions and time, and how all of our power is in of the presence in the vertical dimension of life. And in that, as he's sharing that, one of the things that's most powerful about what you have in this moment of time, when you sit with yourself in this powerful time of alignment and you get present, all that needs to be surrender that is not in your power zone begins to transmit to you. You begin to get a transmission of your very own soul presence. And that's the power of giving yourself this sacred ritual when nature is in a natural time of alignment. It's a return to your own presence. And that which doesn't fit, that which has collected, that which needs to be surrendered, you can alchemize it so that you may activate into your own deeper, truthful becoming. Use this time to become deeply aligned, where you touch into your original knowing. Great suffering comes from holding on. Numbing is from the pain of holding on. And we all have shades of how we bring actions into the world of numbing, holding ourselves back. So letting the power of life itself fill us with our own healing power, our own healing power of love that lives right now in this present moment. Whatever hurts and pain and layers that have collected, soften the edges, nourish your heart and soul and truth and authenticity with forgiveness, with surrender, with letting go, so that you may blossom more fully into what's next. I pulled a mantra card for this full moon. And what was beautiful is it ties into, it's synchronized and aligned with the message. Love leads me. Blessings follow me. And on the front of it, it's a beautiful blossoming of a rose. And it says, put love out in front as your leader. Follow love's lead. Blessings naturally click into place. That's they align into who we are because nature wants to become more of itself. In a bountiful blessing, infuse the energy of love fully with how you want to show up in the world. And you can do this by dissolving and breaking down the barriers that have kept you small or closed or constricted. Declare, I am showing up alive, vibrant, present, filled with charisma, and ready to embrace my life fully with no fear. Fear is the containment that has held you back. And you can surrender that by releasing your hurts, your pains, your heaviness. Speak the mantra, love leads me, blessings follow. Blessings naturally spring up. They blossom all around you. And now is your time. So on this beautiful, potent weekend of deep alignment, may all that is ready to blossom in your heart be overflowing. And if you are interested in purchasing your own set of Monday Mantra cards, we have a small amount that's still available, and it becomes a great tool to use in ritual, prayer, journaling, and answers. You can find those on MondayMantraCards.com or on my Ann Ribley website. Wishing you the fullness of spirit of who you are, and may you know at the truth of you, you were designed to live a soul-inspired life. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.